And I have now taken over 1,400 people through the death experience in past lives. What is reported is that at the moment of death, there seems to be a very calm acceptance of the fact that death is to occur. After death, it seems to be a rather indeterminate time when the spirit leaves the body. An interesting case of this was a young man who was dying of tuberculosis and apparently had a high fever. This was a death in 1922. Incidentally, many of the facts of that past life were proved out on research. But he was delirious, and he said he didn't know quite when he died because he had been in and out of his body for some time prior to the final separation. So, the moment of death is a little difficult to determine, but it seems to be when a person floats up out of their body. Some people describe it as a very sharp, sudden experience, like a pop. Other people describe themselves as floating up. But however they seem to come out of their body, and most people apparently come out of the solar plexus with a healthy minority coming out of the crown of their heads, they look back on the physical body. And the feeling that they express quite frequently is one of deep relief. It has been expressed to me by subjects as being, thank God I'm going home again. It is a feeling of release, a feeling of no longer being imprisoned in a tiny, limited body, in a tiny, limited world. One very articulate subject, I think, put it best to me. He was in World War I. This is another case where a good deal of the data checked out. He was on the front in France. A shell came. It exploded. He left his body immediately. I said, look down on your body. And he said, I haven't got one. Apparently it was blown to bits. And then he threw his back his head and he laughed. And he laughed and he laughed and he laughed. And I was a little concerned about him. This was one of the first regressions I had done. And when he stopped laughing, he said, of course, it's a game. How could I ever have taken it seriously? And I asked him what he meant by this, and he said, well, of course, having a body is just something you do. I'm very glad to be out of that one. He then went on to describe where he was. He said he was floating. He was seeing other people he had known before who had died. And then he said, you know, the feeling is like being a drop of water. And it's so much better to be a drop of water in the ocean than a drop of water in a tiny bucket. And that's what being alive is, being in a body is. It's being in a little bucket, a little confined space. You can do a lot in that confined space, and it's a great place to learn. I asked if he wanted to have another body, and he said, no, I don't want to be confined again. But then he said, you know, the experience is I can be everywhere at once. I can be anything I like. There are no limits on me. And there was a long pause, and I asked him more. This is one of the few subjects that I really inquired deeply about the after-death experience. And he said, you know, he said, having different bodies is like having the same music come out through different speakers. And each lifetime is a different speaker which picks up different tones. He said, but the music is the same. I am the same. I just make different speakers for myself. I thought that was a rather beautiful description. Now, I have some statistics here. I'm fond of statistics. They make me feel very centered and proper and like a psychologist ought to be. So while I have all these people down on the floor going through all their traumas and delights of past lives, I'm sitting there taking little records. And I ask people what they're experiencing after death. And of my group, of this particular group, there were approximately 400 past life trips. And in this group, 60% of them expressed a feeling of calm and a feeling of acceptance, a feeling of freedom and relief, release after death. Another 20% experienced real joy and transcendence. Their experience of death was, it's marvelous. Another 15% were sad or angry or regretful. This is immediately after death. And when I broke that down and looked at the cases where they did express this, most of these deaths were either women in childbirth who apparently feel very badly about leaving helpless children behind, or people who died violently in war and who expressed a lot of feeling wanting to continue whatever it was they were doing while they were killed, and a feeling of having been stopped in the middle of a task, unable to complete whatever they were on Earth doing. Only 3% expressed surprise at death, and this is a surprising finding in itself. Only 3% of my subjects felt that the experience after death came as a surprise. It seems as though most people, 80%, of the people that I've hypnotized, directly under the level of consciousness, are not at all afraid of death. Indeed, they welcome it. And if this finding holds true for another 1,000 subjects, I think I've really got a hold of something. We are not afraid of death. This is something our society's imposed on us.